Strings of pearls evoke visions of tropical waters, bronze divers, and exotic islands. Many cultured pearls come from Asia, but their origins lie in the dark, muddy waters of Middle America. Todd Jarrell went to Kentucky Lake on the Tennessee River and has this report.
Adrift in his skiff on the Tennessee River, Dave Hall starts his work day with quick pulls on his small gray air compressor. This river bend is a world away from Asian pearl farms or the gem boutiques of Europe, but as a mussel shell diver, Hall is inextricably linked to both.
Without us, they wouldn't be wearing them pearls, and without them, we wouldn't be digging them. You know, that's the way I see it.
Hall pulls on rubber boots and knee pads over blue jeans, strapping 25 pounds of lead to his homemade dive vest. For Hall, is his own roving anchor.
Once I hit the bottom, then I'll let the airline go, and then I start crawling, and then digging, and then feeling, and then and pulling. Then you just pull the boat. That's the reason I got so much lead. See, keep me down on the bottom, and just keep pulling that boat, and scratching around, and you know, digging, hunting, feeding for them shells.
Pulling on his scuba mask, Paul enters the murky waters. Alone, he faces appalling hazards. Beyond drowning, boat traffic, and the bends, the dark, murky waters hide jagged trash, debris that sweeps downstream, and fishermen's trot lines full of hooks. Diving as deep as 30 feet, Hall gropes for shells named for their appearance. Quite literally, these shells are the center of the $5 billion cultured pearl trade. Pearls form when an irritant, say a bit of shell, gets trapped inside a mollusk. To protect itself, the mollusk layers this nucleus with the familiar pearl coating. In the early 1900s, Japanese entrepreneurs cultured pearls by implanting oysters with round bead nuclei. These were cut from mussel shells found halfway round the globe. Gina Latondras is with the American Pearl Company in Nashville.
It just so happened that it was the freshwater mussels from Tennessee and the surrounding states that had this natural resource that was perfect for pearl farming.
Tennessee is one of the most diverse sources of mollusks in the world and exports well over 80% of shells destined to be pearls. The peak year of 1995 saw 8,000 tons worth over $50 million shipped to Asia. But a slow economy, production problems, and a pearl surplus reduced demand. Thousands of divers once worked the rivers. Now only a few hundred remain. After an hour's cold dive, Hall sorts his shells in the warm sunshine. The sound of his knife calls dead shells from healthy. Divers once averaged $400 a day. Now it's a quarter of that. But for Dave Hall, the job means more than money. It's his independence.
That's the reason a lot of divers, even when they drop the price so low that make you cry, they'll still dig them shells, you know, trying to get through the winter. Hard to give it up.
These shells will return one day as the hearts of fine pearls, Australian whites, Tahitian blacks, or pink Japanese. For NPR News, I'm Todd Jarrell.